Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk. We are broadcasting on-site. Power Gen 24, New Orleans, Louisiana is the location, and it is great. There's a lot of people running around, technology everywhere. You're slipping in it. It is fantastic. We get to have great conversations with a tremendous amount of professionals here that are solving problems. And plus, Industrial Talk is a platform that is dedicated to you industrial professionals all around the world. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly, you innovate, of course you collaborate, you solve problems each and every day, and that's why we celebrate you on this platform. Take that to the bank. All right, we have a two gentlemen conversation. Brian, say your last name, Brian.
It's Kwok.
Kwok. And Scott Cook. With the cool. M.
You got it.
All right. Let's get cracking. Yes. You guys having a good conference?
Yes.
Awesome. It's been great.
Why? Why is it a great conference, Brian?
A lot of interest in hybrid energy storage using the latest and greatest propane generators.
Jeez, Brian.
I tell you, it's
you're
awesome.
A pro. You're a pro at this, man. You just segued right into it.
Yeah.
Man. And what about you, Brian? You having a good conference? Same thing. You get to listen to Brian. Pump
I
you up.
Get to listen to Brian. And yeah. I like this guy.
Well, why would you? I mean, he's got a head of hair, and he was complaining about how he's losing his hair, and it's like, whatever.
But I have to turn backwards because it's growing a lot in the back.
Yeah. Such is life.
Do you think these headphones will mess up my hair for the rest of the day?
Yeah, we're all envious of your hair.
There you go.
All right. Before we get into the conversation, Brian, give us a little background on who you are.
I am Brian Kwok. I work in product management for ANA, that's Alliance North America, based in Henderson, Nevada.
Ah!
Yes, beautiful Las Vegas suburb.
Yeah.
Grown like crazy.
Yeah.
There we have our headquarters.
Hey, by the way, I grew up in Barstow.
No.
Yes.
I love it.
No, you don't. Now you're lying.
I've been to Del Taco and In-N-Out.
See, there it is, right there, Del Taco.
That's it.
The original. Go to Barstow, eat at Del Taco.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, get the extra hot sauce.
Yes, there it is.
But I'm in the energy storage division, and it's kind of a unique position to be working for a generator distributor manufacturer building energy storage hybrid systems. We've incorporated the best engines, so sitting one next to one of them.
Thank you.
And building, I say that because,
So I'm sitting here?
He's sitting
there.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, you have to.
But we believe that integrating the best technologies on the same platform in a mobile format is going to meet a lot of the needs in this energy-hungry world where infrastructure is lacking in certain areas.
So Don't go into that. We're going to have that conversation. Let's go. Let's shift on over to Scott here.
Yes, sir.
A little background on who you are and a little bit about your company there.
My name is Scott Mook, and I run the sales, marketing, and dealership programs for Evergreen Mobile Power. And we manufacture a product called the Juice Box, which is a propane fuel generator with 25 kW capability.
Really?
Manufactured in the United States, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right. Can I get one for free from my house?
Absolutely.
There it is.
We have that.
Take that to the bank.
Yeah. We're giving away coupons from 2 to 210.
Check it out. All right. Well, very good. All right. Let's talk a little bit about that generator. Give us a structure. What does that look like? How do you incorporate the fuel for the... Tell us about that, okay? I'm looking at Brian.
Yes.
Go for it.
All right. So what we put is a nice integration of the best energy storage system. Now, we're not the biggest bank in the house. We use our batteries for its peak performance. And we use only 15 kilowatt hours and 25 kilowatt hours today for our systems. And we get power from generators. We're looking for 20 to 25 kW output. And that's used mainly just to charge the batteries. And we cycle those batteries 3, 4, 5 times a day. We use the generators at its peak performance. So we start them up.
Okay.
And we run them for about an hour, hour and 15 minutes per cycle.
Per cycle, what's a cycle?
So when there's a 3 to 5 or 7 kilowatt load, all that power comes out of the Energy Boss is our product. It comes out of the batteries.
Okay.
It's either 480, 208, 240, or 120.
Right, right.
And once the batteries get down to about 5%, it signals the generator.
I need to be recharged.
On. That's right.
So how quickly can you charge them?
We can charge them quickly. As fast as that generator can spit out, we can take it in and charge those batteries up to 4C. So it's
4C. What do you mean?
4C. That means four times the amount of batteries we have.
Got it.
For charge time, he nailed it with an hour and 15 minutes earlier. When the battery bank is depleted,
yes,
the generator only runs for about an hour and 15 minutes to recover that energy and then back over to battery for.
That's right.
Is this primarily residential?
Oh, no. No, this is commercial.
It's commercial.
This is commercial.
Well, I have a commercial home.
There you go. So, Scott, you throw in a propane, I'll throw in a battery.
There it is.
Yeah. He's working
it.
He's
I'm
working
plugging
it
hard.
Yeah. No, in our journey to zero, that's our tagline.
Right.
Propane is the next step in our journey to zero. So we're trying to eliminate as much emissions as possible, reduce as much fuel burn as possible using our integrated battery technology. So,
Scott, your generator.
Yes, sir.
Is it propane specifically?
It is. You can also run it on nat gas.
Yeah.
Either one. But those are the two primary fuel sources for it.
So, give us an example. Paint the picture of a 25, what, kilowatts?
Yes, sir.
Paint a picture of what that load looks like.
For example, to relate to your home.
Yeah.
If you had an average home of, say, 2,000, 2,500 square feet and you lost power, if you had a juice box in that area, you could run your house, your neighbor's house, another neighbor's house across the street. You could probably run 3 average-sized homes on 25 kilowatts worth of power.
Wow. See, now that is very cool.
So you could be good friends with your neighbors again.
You need a little bit of a cord, though.
It was so funny when I was walking into the building, and I'm thinking about my neighborhood. And of course, we live in Louisiana, so we get storms. And then, of course, there's power outages and so on and so forth. And I was thinking, we have a neighborhood. Couldn't we just sort of pool our resources and get something that is just a little standalone-ish? Why not?
Sure, you could.
There's plenty of solutions around here.
That's right.
There are.
Yeah, but there's only one Energy Boss propane solution.
That's
so
true.
Okay, Energy Boss. When I need to hook it up, is it difficult to deploy?
The hybrid solution,
yeah,
or just the
hybrid solution.
Not at all. So all of that is set up on a trailer, 2-axle tandem trailer. You pull it with a pickup truck.
Yeah.
The juice box by itself is a smaller unit.
It's a great name.
1,800 pounds. You can come get it with a RAV4 if you wanted to. It's a small, lightweight unit, and it's lighter than diesel, so it gives you a little bit less what is required to tow these things around the country.
Right.
You can come get it with something small, or even incorporating it with batteries with Brian's technology. You can still pull it with a pickup truck. You don't need a giant dually or any of these kind of things to move this equipment around.
See, that's good. Tell me about your battery technology, Brian.
So it took.
How does it differ from?
It is different.
Okay.
There is nobody here on the floor that even knows, unless they're in the battery technology world.
Yeah, because
what it is.
Because
we cycle them so much, and we don't even have to cool or heat these batteries. They could be up right now. They're in northern Canada at minus 50, and they're operating.
No kidding, really?
That's right. Yeah, our batteries work at minus 40 and below. They work at plus 65 degrees Celsius. So it's 132 degrees. Our system will work. And Not too many other systems can do that.
No.
Or say that. And
no.
Have the cycle life, because we do cycle 3 to 5 times a day. If you were to use a standard LFP battery, that's lithium ferrous phosphate, you'd run out of cycle life at about 2.5 years.
Yeah, because that just brings up that point. It's just like there's a consumption of the product inside that eventually you're just going to have to replace it.
Right. So we use a special chemistry called LTO. No secret, we have it on our data sheets.
Yeah.
We love the battery. We love the supplier. We love the support that these batteries and the manufacturer provide. Gives us the flexibility to offer smaller sizes and powerful packages. So we can put 15 kilowatt hours of batteries where a lithium battery would need 60 kilowatt hours of batteries. That's four times the size and weight. So we're trying to keep ours mobile, like Scott said. Put it on a trailer, an F-150 or a Chevy can haul it.
But you can't ignore the fact that there's a cost component. How do you compare? How does your solution, your combined solution, Scott, compare with alternatives out there?
For us, from a juice box standpoint, I can't speak about Brian's hybrid package because he knows more of those details. But for us, the price cost is very similar, initial acquisition cost to diesel. However, the maintenance and the operational costs are far cheaper. We have to maintain our diesel stuff every 100 hours. Usually costs a couple hundred bucks to do so.
Yeah.
We can change the juice box and service it every 500 hours for 50 bucks because we use the propane platform. So it's clean burn technology. So we don't get a lot of dirty oil. We don't have to change it. We don't accelerate wear.
Yeah.
Tremendous advantage. And also a very profitable machine in the rental industry.
Huh. And it's mobile. So do you have like your fuel source? Because everybody, let's just be real. The only propane I know exists with people that are living out in the country, and they got this propane tank, and I'm trying to picture, you can't come to my house and without a tank. So is that sort of am I looking at it right?
No, you're looking at it exactly correctly, and it's a good question and a good statement. So the juice box has 64 gallons of onboard
there it is,
and a provision to hook an external tank. So this thing is very popular on long-term use for home builders, construction sites, job site trailers.
Yeah.
So when we drop a juice box to supply energy for the source, we will also drop an additional, say, 250 or 500-gallon propane tank, and we let the machine run for a month. And then let the propane provider come by and fill it back up, and we keep on going.
Yeah. I want to put one on a skid.
Yeah, there you go.
But it will run for approximately 30 hours under loan on its own merit with just the fuel that's on board.
Yeah, okay. That's
so it's standalone independent, or it can run for a long series of time.
Yeah, I love that. What about your batteries?
So with our batteries combined with his propane generator, so now we only run it maybe 3-4 hours a day versus 24.
Yeah.
So we extend the life of his generator, his maintenance cycle. We use our batteries continually we could do 90,000 cycles if we need to.
Wow.
It's unheard of.
Wow. That is.
Yeah. So we extend the life of his engine. Our batteries are just fine. The resale value to whoever owns these equipment is extended 20 years.
Could I theoretically? Everything goes back to me.
I'm sorry. Hey, it's your show. You can go back to any time.
Back to me is I could be just pretty much disconnected from the utilities.
Sure. Yeah, you got it. That's right.
We use the juice box in that platform. Some of the propane marketers build off-site storage facilities outside of metro areas. And they were having utilities come in, charge them a couple hundred thousand dollars to bring them power and a transformer in order to power up these sites.
Yeah.
They grab a juice box. They set it at the site. The juice box makes the power for them. They don't even have to involve the utilities.
Oh, God.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
It is. I want one. Can I fit? It won't take too much of my backyard?
Not at all.
Yep.
It's a 4x4 footprint, the juice box. A little bit bigger for the hybrid solution, but not much.
If you got 12 to 14 feet, we got it. We got you covered. Anytime, Scott.
Where, hey, do you guys have a, where's your booth?
2308.
Oh, that's in another county.
No, it's just a couple aisles over.
I don't know. We're in 30-whatever. Okay, well, I got to...
Listen, we'll send
wanna,
a scooter wanna, down for you so you don't have to walk it.
I want to go by and I want to check it out. Is that acceptable? Can we do... This is... We do a little technology sprints. We'll go on by and we'll do a little video of what you guys got going
That'd
on.
That'd be nice.
Is that doable?
Yeah.
Because we're just that good.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm still trying to buy for a package for my house.
And we have a little event going on at 2 o'clock, so you can stop by and
Come
hang out afterwards if
That's
it fits
right.
you.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys. How do they get a hold of you?
Well,
get a hold of you? That's pretty much it.
Other.
I've got your card, so I know how to get a hold of them. I don't know how to get a hold of Scott because he doesn't have a card.
You can get a hold of me at 844-KILOWATT.
They love that, huh?
Is it really?
Yes, sir.
That's pretty cool.
Right on.
Yeah, just look me up on LinkedIn. I'm the only
you
Brian.
That's it. LinkedIn as well.
Yeah, that's right.
LinkedIn
Brian Kwok, Q-U-O-C-K, ANACorp.com. Come on down.
What does ANA stand for?
Alliance North America.
There you go. Knew it was an acronym for something.
Like Alliance. You already have it.
Look
right
at that.
Here.
Come on. All right, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. These two gents were absolutely wonderful. We're going to have all the contact information for Brian and Scott out on Industrial Talk. Their LinkedIn stat card link will be there. So you will be able to connect with these two gents with no problem. All right, once again, we're broadcasting from Power Gen here in New Orleans.
Thank you, Scott.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you.
We're gonna
thank
wrap
you, Liz
it up.
And Grace for
thank
sending
you.
Me over here.
Yeah, there you go, man. We're going to wrap it up on this side, so stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Brian and Scott knocking it out of the park. I want to make sure that we're clear on something. The combined solution is called, of course, the Energy Boss. And then the individual that Scott was talking about is Juicebox. So just keep that in mind. The collaboration effort is Energy Boss, which I was very fortunate. I went over to their booth, and it's a tight package. It's clean. It's tight. Great solution. Check them out. Well, just go to Industrial Talk and check them out. All right. Put PowerGen on your calendar. Great event. Great people like those two gents. Reach out to them. Connect. Find out more. Build in a platform. Build in an ecosystem that is dedicated. You're the hero in this story. Be a part of this ever-expanding ecosystem. We do shows all the time. We contact. We're just doing it. So be a part of it. Be bold. Be brave. Dare greatly. Hang out with these two gents. Change the world. We're going to have another great conversation shortly. Stay tuned.